The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
We are live with WeFindYourCar.ca and CashForYourCar.ca. Ryan Bonner here with you on this, looks to be a nice day, warm. The sunshine's poking out from behind the clouds. And joined by another ray of sunshine, Vince Ulucci, who is with WeFindYourCar.ca, CashForYourCar.ca. And across the hour, we're going to explain why you want to connect with Vince Ulucci, how he can help you. As always, you heard the phone numbers there. You can give us a call at the show, 416-870-6400. If you have any questions about getting a pre-owned vehicle, you want to find out later in the show the value of what you're driving, if you want to turn it in for cash, that sort of thing. A lot of ground to cover, but hello to the ray of sunshine. Vince, how are you doing this week?
Great. Thanks, Ryan. Good morning to everyone out there. And it's weather's getting better and the rain is starting to dissipate. It felt like it was raining a lot this month. I don't know if, or at least for April anyways. But
it was a record, the wettest April on record, I think.
Yeah. Like, we had so much rain, but you know, our clients just kept coming to the dealership, braving the rain. Usually, you know, we get a rainy day and you don't get a lot of customers and it's not as busy, but when it rains four or five times a week, every week, people have to just, you know, forego the sunshine and buy a car in the rain. Today's a nice sunny day though, so a great day to get out and car shop. But speaking of car shopping, and we always like to address two things at the start of the show. First of all, who we are, WeFindYourCar.ca. We are a car dealership located in Milton, Ontario, named Parkway Auto Trade. Been in business for over 30 years here. Owner Carmen Malazzi, son-in-law Nick Moretti, general manager, and myself, sales, finance. There's essentially three of us as far as sales and selling and buying goes, but Carm, you know, who's basically semi-retired at this stage of his career, Nick and I, always, you know, talking, communicating with him, because the three minds combined over 100 years of experience to help not only run a successful dealership, but get our clients the best deals, the best prices, and stay ahead of the game. The pandemic proved that if you weren't ahead of the game, you're pretty much going under. And we were always ahead of the game. We got through the pandemic no problem. We still provided our clients with great virtual service, great deals. And because we've always been virtual or in person, we've given both options. A business that can foresee all angles is always going to be successful. And that's who you want to deal with. You want to deal with a place that's been around a long time, that's credible, that's going to get you a great deal, but also is going to be able to get you that car that's not half repainted or a hidden lien or, you know, a rebuilt title that maybe you didn't even know about as a first-time buyer and your ownership says rebuild on it and you don't even know what that is because you don't have the experience. And that's why a lot of people use us. So to reiterate, WeFindYourCar.ca and CashForYourCar.ca is a virtual service where we can find you your car through our dealer auctions and still sell it to you through our used car dealership by properly doing all the channels, certifying it, detailing it, and delivering it right to your door. And CashForYourCar.ca, which means that we can buy your car even if you don't buy a car from us. So our services are endless, with the financing options, with extended warranty options, with you being able to trade in your car. We are a full-service car dealership with a physical lot in Milton, Ontario, at 8215 Lawson Road, open 6 days a week, where you can come in and choose any of the amazing cars that Nick and I work really hard to get for this inventory. Or if we don't have that specific car, you can use our virtual service where you never even have to visit us. Fill out a form at WeFindYourCar.ca, and I'll be looking for your next great vehicle right away.
And you often explain on the show that, because I think traditionally people's experiences with dealerships are they're always trying to sneak all these added costs in there. And after you sign the paperwork, oh, by the way, we didn't mention there's this $2,000 on this, and, you know, here's another $1,000. With the way that WeFindYourCar.ca operates, it's, you often say it's a volume business. When you broker the vehicles, it's the more customers you bring in and help, that's where the profit comes from. So it's not that you're trying to nickel and dime everybody that comes in the door and, you know, skin them down, instead of, you know, the skinning all the hair off the sheep kind of thing. You're running in that. That's kind of the approach you take.
Yeah, there's two ways to basically run a car dealership. One is exponential growth and establishing relationships with your clients. And the second way is the old school way, one-time sales. And sadly enough, most dealers take the approach of the one-time sales and they just do what's best for them. And then there's dealers like ourselves. We're not the only one, but, you know, they're far and few between these days. You know, family-run stores looking to build the relationships, establishing those types of relationships so that future sales can happen again. Just because people don't buy a car every year doesn't mean someone in their family or their network isn't buying a car at some point in time. And that's where the referrals come in, and we can work on smaller profit margins and deal in more volume. And that's what we do here for sure. And it's been a great business model for us, and we're not going to change it ever. And that is us making minimal profits. We need to make a profit, mind you, but doing volume, because the volume is the key to that model. And how do you get volume? Obviously, we advertise to the public that doesn't know us. We advertise here on radio, and then all our clients from the past usually advertise for us by word of mouth. And that's how we've grown to where we've at and been in business a long time, one of the originating members of the UCDA, and going strong in this market.
Yeah, so and the key to all of that working and running efficiently like a car engine is happy customers, and that's what you do. We've heard that on the show countless times. We've been doing this, as you often say, for many, many years, and we haven't really gotten any negative callers popping in to say, hey, that Vince, I don't know, it doesn't live up to the reputation, but that's definitely not the case. And one of the things you're known for with wefindyourcar.ca is the fact that you are plugged into the market. You understand the ebbs and flows, the peaks and troughs. And it's at this point of the show, we like to do the state of the car union and find out exactly what it looks like when you're buying or selling out there. Now is a good time to do either. How do things look right now?
So 2 months ago, I was mentioning to people that, you know, the spring market's definitely always going to be an increase in pricing. And that definitely happened. And then the last show we talked about where I said, hopefully over the next month, prices now will just stay steady. The increases happened. It wasn't much of an increase. You're talking maybe 1%, 2%. And that has happened now. So for the month of April, we saw just a steadiness. We didn't see an increase or a decline in prices. We were able to fill our inventory up. Nick and I were, you know, for us here these days, you know, which is having anywhere from 40 to 50 cars, where the old days used to be maybe 60 to 80. Now 40 to 50 is like a full lot for us because of how hard it is to get nice choice vehicles. And we've managed to do that with our inventory, where we have nice choice vehicles. As everyone knows, we do sell a lot of trucks. We do sell cars. We do sell sports cars. We have an indoor showroom where we keep them, some inside, some outside. We sell SUVs. We sell electric cars like the Chevy Bolt, which is a very, very popular seller for us. But light-duty and full-size trucks, we definitely you know, have a lot of in our stock. So if you're looking for those, always check our inventory out, where you don't have to use our brokering service but just can come down and buy a car immediately. But that's essentially what's happened in the car union. You know, we've increased inventories to a point, you know, that's good. You know, we're never going to be back, we don't think, pre-pandemic days anywhere in the near future. And prices have leveled off. And interest rates have come down slightly, not a lot, for, you know, for mortgages and interest rate for car loans. You know, later in 2024 and early 25, there might be, you know, you might see another quarter point or half a point, but it's not worth waiting for, because at this stage, car prices have come down steadily over the last year to a point of, you know, being reasonable. With the higher interest rates that happened, you know, starting almost a year ago, the car prices have come down so that if you were buying a car, say, a year ago, and you were getting, say, 6.99% financing, today, with the decrease in car sales, even though the rates went up, I still think cars are cheaper today than they were a year ago when you do the overall calculations. And if you're a cash buyer, well, prices are cheaper regardless. If you're a finance buyer, I still feel your monthly payments are less today than they would have been a year ago. because the cars have come down so much that the difference in the increase of rates is not really a big deal. It sucks. We want low rates and low car sales, but we can't have everything. But it's definitely a good, solid car market. It's a great time to buy. You know, you're getting lower prices than you would have a year, 2 years ago, and there's ways to circumvent the higher rates. You know, a lot of people are putting some down payments to circumvent it, or, you know, they might take a longer term but have the plan of paying it off early, because if you put money down sooner, you will save on interest. A lot of ways to save money in the car industry. But, you know, as far as my advice to anyone, if you're looking to buy a car, it's not a bad time. It's a good time to buy vehicles right now.
But you just pointed out, you know, there are many different ways to come at it and approach it. And that's why, and it doesn't cost a penny, a dollar, a dime for somebody to pick up the phone or go to wefindyourcar.ca, fill out a form, and then connect with you. It doesn't cost anything for them to access your knowledge. And you have experience dealing with people from all walks of life, different scenarios, and you can find the right path forward. Maybe it's more money down up front. There are various ways to kind of get the car you want, and balance out the payments and make sure it works for you. And you've dealt with all those calculations over the years.
Definitely.
And we're going to do more, not just with wefindyourcar.ca, but on the flip side, cashforyourcar.ca. You have a vehicle. It's not Fred Flintstone. Your feet aren't through the floor. It's not rusting all around you, but still great condition, and you're thinking, okay, I don't need it anymore for whatever reason. I would like some cash, though. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You can always talk to him outside of the program, though, 905-875-4925. We're back with your calls in a moment. It's cashforyourcar.ca and wefindyourcar.ca on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
I'm Ryan, but Vince Luzzi is here from wefindyourcar.ca. That is the option, the best option for you to find the vehicle, the pre-owned vehicle that you want. You determine the make, the model, the year, the color. And it's Vince's job, as it has been for many, many years. Not going to date him too much here, but he will find that vehicle for you. It may be on their lot in Milton. It may be in the GTA, maybe across Ontario or somewhere else in Canada. And he will get that vehicle to you. It's guaranteed. They go through the checklist. It works. There's no accident damage. And that's his job. And then the flip side, cashforyourcar.ca, is what it sounds like. He will give you cash for your vehicle. And we're going to find out exactly what he's looking for. And it may be what you have. So if you have a car, truck, van, commercial, personal use, and you're thinking, okay, I want to sell that this week, next month, how much is it worth? Give us a shout here. Vince, for the uninitiated, how does the cashforyourcar.ca process work?
Yeah, so before we get into cashforyourcar.ca, I had an email from one of the, you know, regular listeners who told me that my quizzes for Ryan are way too difficult. So we're going to start today off with a question for Ryan. And it's basically a grade level one question, and that is, is it safe for Ryan to sell your car privately so that you can maximize your money? But the question the listener had, safer, or is it safer to use a service like Cash for Your Car, where you're probably going to hopefully get close to what you would sell it for privately, but you know you're only dealing with Vince. What's the safer way? I can't believe this question's even being asked.
Emailer, thank you. This is more of a preschool level question. For once, I've received that on the show, so that's great. I think I'm going to go in the camp of going with Vince for a couple of reasons.
Good
safety,
job there, Ryan.
I know. I got to get one of these out of, what, 20, 30 that we've done over the years, but safer and I think more efficient too with your time.
I don't know, but I assume Jody is shaking his head somewhere. So safety is a big thing why Cash for Your Car is a great option for people. And, I mean, the goal is to obviously maximize your money, but it's getting worse and worse every month. And I'm not trying to put fear into people, but we're talking, you know, I guess – the realistic things that are happening every day. And there's just way too much criminal activity happening. And it scares me You know, as a person that knows a lot of people and selling your car privately and having someone come to your home, it just doesn't make sense anymore, because we're talking, what, you're going to make an extra $1,000, $2,000? Is that really worth the risk? Now, I'm not
and
saying
stress, yeah.
only use cashforyourcar.ca or don't sell at all. I'm not trying to push people our way. I'm just letting you know that there's an alternative, great, free service here where all you have to do is bring your vehicle to an established used car dealership in Milton, or text me or email me your pictures. You don't even have to visit us to get a value, a firm value for the vehicle you're trying to sell, and you get money on the spot. There's no delays. You know, you're not waiting a week. It's very quick and easy. It starts with just getting a value. And we do the appraisals live here on air. Feel free to call us anytime starting right from now. We sometimes do it a little too late in the show and some people can't get through. So if you want to get an idea what your car is worth, if you're looking to possibly sell it, please call into the show or fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca or cashforyourcar.ca, or call us here live and speak to myself or Nick at 905-875-4925. And if you're truly looking to sell your car, we're here to help you. We'll give you a value and we'll attempt then from there to get you the most possible amount for your car. And we're going to delve farther deeper into cashforyourcar.ca and explain and educate people how we do it. So, you know, it's a great service. As you say, Ryan, safety is key.
Paramount,
on top of
key.
Getting, yeah.
Yeah, in this day and age, especially. So, yeah, the number to call is 416-870-6400, and we'll talk more about the cashforyourcar.ca process. And I'm sure people have questions about, you know, how do you know there won't be a lien on the car, et cetera. But if you're ready, Vince, we can jump to the first call today.
Let's do it.
Excellent. And we say good morning to Jay. Jay, what do you have for Vince Siluzzi?
Hi, yes. I'm a good listener on this show all the time. And I have a 2013 RAV4 with 280,000 kilometers on it. And second owner.
Okay, so Jay, your vehicle still has a value, mainly because it is a Toyota. It is not an ideal car that we would buy based on the higher mileage and age of the car, but I'm going to still tell you what the car is worth because you called in, which we always appreciate. Is it an all-wheel drive RAV4?
Correct. And it's in mid-grade condition.
Okay, and which trim level is it? Is it like more of a base or a sport or a limited? Do you know the trim level?
It's actually LE.
LE?
Correct.
And all-wheel drive, you said, correct?
Yep.
So, believe it or not, most listeners might be a little surprised at this. If you were to sell this car yourself certified and it's in great shape, I think it's still in the retail world worth about $8,000, even with close to 300,000 kilometers. And if I asked Ryan that quiz question, he would have got that one really wrong. So we didn't want
completely.
To put Ryan on the spot.
Thank you.
The problem is, again, what comes down to, Jay, is your safety. Be really careful, because if you were to sell it to a dealer, you're not going to get anywhere near that number. It's just one of those cars, high mileage. It's not a lot that we can do. You know, for us to advertise and to certify it, it just costs too much on older cars. And a dealer might only offer you, say, $3,000 or $4,000 or $2,000, that kind of range for a car like that. But privately, this is one of those different scenarios where you would do better on your own. You know, say getting $8,000 versus a dealer's $2,000 to $5,000. But please be very careful if that's the route you take. It's especially with lesser expensive cars, we're just finding the criminal activity is through the roof.
Well, in fact, I've checked on CarGurus and other advertisements, and same mileage, same year, vehicles are selling for probably around $10,000 to $12,000.
Well, remember, when you see advertisements, it doesn't mean cars are selling. It means they're advertised for that price. I know what cars would sell for. If you list that car for $8,000, you'll sell it. If you list it for $10,000 to $12,000, you'll be like the other ones who are advertising a car for sale. Will you sell it? Maybe, Jay. I mean, we always want to try to get as much as possible, but I'm letting you know the realistic selling price of your car. At $8,000, you'd have no problem selling it. At $10,000 to $12,000, you may sell it. You may not. You know, you can always try, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Hey, thanks for the call there, Jay. And if you wanted to connect with Vince, you know, he's selling a vehicle. If he needs to get a pre-owned vehicle to replace that one, wefindyourcar.ca. But yeah, for the cashforyourcar.ca process, that's probably one of the more popular questions. Maybe Vince, we get or you get to the group there is, well, I see it listed online for this price. Would I not be able to get it for that price? But to your point, well, they're advertising. It means they haven't sold it yet.
Yeah, well, it's a little different with older cars than newer cars. Now, if Jay would have said to me, I see ads on 2020 RAV4s with 60,000 kilometers, and on the low end of those prices, I see this price. Then I would say to him, yes, dealers are selling them for that price. Because a lot of dealers like myself, we are one price lots. We advertise our best prices. You know, our cars are certified. But that's just how we operate. On older cars, you're going to find a different range, right? People are trying to maximize and get more. On newer cars, the market is the market. They're all similar. But on older cars, there's a lot of variances with older cars with close to 300,000 kilometers. There's condition, there's rust, there's mechanical, there's more accident history could possibly happen in that. So on older cars, you know, you got to be a little more realistic in higher mileage, even if it is a Toyota, because $8,000 to me is still real good money. Is he going to get 10 or 12? Who knows? But cashforyourcar.ca, getting back to what we offer, we're looking to buy newer cars with lower mileage. It doesn't have to be a one-year-old car. We don't mind buying an 8 or 9 or 10-year-old car if the mileage is reasonable, meaning like anywhere from 80,000 maybe to 130,000. But if you have an older, high-mileage car starting to show rust and major wear, we're not interested in buying those here. If you have something that we can still resale to the public, a good quality car, then we will buy it, whether it's 1 year old, 2 years old, 5 years old. So I know we have probably another caller ready, yeah. And I'd like to talk more about cash for your car, obviously, as we continue on.
And Vince, let's stay within the Toyota theme at the moment and see what Crystal has for you here, Vince. Luzzi, how are you doing, Crystal?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I have a 2019 Toyota Highlander, top level trim, and it's got about 90,000 kilometers on it. So I'm just curious.
Yeah, no problem, Crystal. Is it a hybrid or a gas?
It's a gas.
Okay, and it's a limited. You said it was the highest trim?
Yeah.
Any accident repairs with your car?
No.
Okay, so that vehicle there, again, I'll give you a retail and a wholesale. If you were to sell that car yourself in the private market, I think $30,000 would be like where you would sell it as a quick sale. Okay. You could get a little bit more, maybe 31 or 32. And if you were dealing like with someone like our service, we would be paying anywhere from 26 to 29,000 for that car.
Okay.
All right, so if you're ever interested in the quick sale, you can let us know.
Yeah, are you in the market to sell, Crystal, or looking for another vehicle?
I'm thinking about it. It's actually on lease, and I was considering buying it out, actually. But I wanted to sort of see what the value was and also what else is out there. I mean, it's a great car. Love it.
Gotcha. Yeah, the thing with buying out the lease, you got to pay the tax, you got to certify it, and then you got to make sure you're not, you know, that there's still some money left over. If it's pretty much worth what I'm telling you after those numbers, unless you want to keep the car, I wouldn't buy it out and sell it to break even.
Yeah, no, I have to double check, but I think it's less, and so that's interesting to know.
Okay,
and,
well, if you
I've got some time, so I can then move forward with that.
Yeah. If you have any questions after the show, give us a call here anytime and ask for Vince, or go on to wefindyourcar.ca if you don't remember our phone number.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Crystal.
Hey, not a problem. Thanks for the call there, Crystal. Really appreciate it. And yeah, again, it doesn't cost anything. And Vince is more than happy to connect with everybody. Again, that's how business works. You know, you provide information, share your knowledge, and make people happy, and they'll tell other people about the experience, and you can kick off that connection with Vince. Wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle and you think, hey, Vince, do you have this? I'm looking for this make model year. Or you are like our recent caller there and a couple more waiting in the wings. You have questions about the car you have and you're looking to sell it. How much is it worth? Again, cashforyourcar.ca, wefindyourcar.ca with Vince Luzzi here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
That's right. Give us a buzz at those numbers. And you can connect not with me, Ryan, but Vince Siluzzi from WeFindYourCar.ca. We're also talking about right now, CashForYourCar.ca. That's, you have a vehicle, it's still working, good condition, and it's not, you know, coming up on 500,000 kilometers in terms of the distance it's traveled, but you need to turn it in, want to turn it in for some cash. Vince can help you do that. We're doing on-air appraisals and finding out what your situation is. Vince, you ready to rock some more phone calls here?
Yeah, let's definitely take more calls.
Excellent. And we have on the line Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl. What do you have for Vince Siluzzi?
Hello.
Hi, Cheryl.
Okay, I have a Tucson.
Yes.
Hyundai Tucson 2018.
Okay, and which trim level is it? Essential, luxury, preferred? Do you know?
I think it's essential. When I looked at the manual, it doesn't say any extra letters beside it.
Okay, no problem, man. How many kilometers do you have?
It's 106.
And are you all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive.
Right. And any accidents with your Hyundai Tucson?
No.
All right. So Hyundai's doing a lot better these years. I'll do a quick little blurb for Hyundai. Like in the old days, they never had great resale. And that's what happens when you're new on the block and then you start building a more reputable brand and they got real popular over the years. And they're doing pretty good with their resale. Not as good as like some of the Japanese out there. But that vehicle there, yeah, I would say probably like if you were to, again, sell it yourself, which I highly, you know, don't advise. Probably around, I think like 19,000 range, 18, 19,000 for you to sell it. And then on a dealer trade-in, you're probably looking around 15,000, somewhere around there.
So it has some hail damage on the roof and the insurance is going to cover that. What is your experience with somebody getting that fixed and then trying to sell it, or is it worth it?
So whatever the damage is, like say it's going to be $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, you won't be able to control that amount. Your car is going to go down at least half of that value, if not the full value.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like an accident. Any claims against our cars, if your car appears on a dealer lot versus one that doesn't have that claim, the people are going to buy the one without the claim if they were the same price. Now, if that one with the claim is $3,000 or $4,000 less, someone might say, "Hey, hail damage. That's not a big deal." They had to either push out all the dents or they had to, you know, bondo repair or replace the roof. But there is negatives to that, okay? So it depends on how bad the hail damage is and what the amount of the claim is. But your car will go down a bit more in value.
Yeah, so we've had the offer of 12 for the hail damage. So then we thought, oh, we'll go through insurance and get it fixed. It's not bad. It's really not bad, but they did point it out that there was little dents in the roof.
Well, just because I have to move on to the next call, but I'm going to be very quick. What city are you in, Cheryl?
Goodwood, near Stouffville.
Near Stouffville. If you ever want to bring it to Milton, I'm really good at giving you a proper value. I can even buy the car in the shape it's in. But why don't we talk after the show just because I have to get to the next caller, but there's more info that I think I can get you to save some money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. I'll give you a call. I left my number, so we'll talk
great.
Later.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Excellent. And Cheryl, yeah, just one of the easiest ways to connect with Vince is definitely through cashforyourcar.ca or wefindyourcar.ca. But as Vince said, we have phone calls rolling in here as people would like to find out potentially the value of their vehicle. And we have Vince. Believe it or not, another Crystal, and I think Toyota as well, just like our previous caller, Crystal. Crystal number two, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Crystal. What do you have to sell?
So I have a 2019 4Runner Limited.
Oh, very nice vehicle. Very rare car, too. When I say rare, they exist, but they're a big price tag car. These vehicles are not cheap and just goes to show the high resale value of Toyotas, which I've been promoting for years. Yes, I'm Toyota bias sometimes, but just phenomenal vehicles. How many kilometers do you have?
115,000, 115.
115. Again, a quick sale for something like that, probably somewhere around the... Brian, what do you think?
Oh, God, you're going to put me on the spot here? Okay.
Okay. We don't have enough time today. Okay, Ryan, here's your window, okay? 25 to 40,000.
See, I was thinking around that. I'm going to go 32,000.
You're way too low. The car's worth, Crystal, about $35,000 to $37,000, believe it or not.
Okay. And then the only thing I know that the girl before Cheryl was saying, so when I purchased it, it had a vandalism, no accident, but a vandalism on it.
What was the claim?
I think $1,000.
That won't affect your value. You're good.
No? Okay.
Yeah, like for someone like me to buy that car, you're looking anywhere from probably closer to Ryan's amount, which is going to be in the low 30s. For dealers, you know, I wanted to talk about this real quick, if you don't mind just listening for a sec.
Yeah, sure.
We'll keep you online there. For dealers to sell a car, like it costs us like $1,000, almost $1,500 a car if you build in advertising costs. Build in cleaning the car, and then we have to certify the car. Then we have to make a profit. So I want listeners and people to know that a $3,000 to $4,000 window from wholesale to retail is very reasonable. A dealer might only make $1,000 or $800 after all our expenses. We can't advertise for free. Advertising is through the roof. Auto Trader charges us a ton. Yeah, I'm not really trying to badmouth them today, but just so you know too, Crystal, like if you were to do a quick sale with someone like me versus you selling it yourself. You know, you got the safety issue, and then you have to decide is a couple thousand worth it or not, or 3,000. But if you ever want any help outside the show, just give us a call here or fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca, and I'll be glad to help.
I will for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Excellent. Thanks for the call, Crystal. Obviously, she's going to talk to you, not to me, Vince, I think.
Your guess wasn't horrible for wholesale, but not for retail.
So are you going to bring me onto your team? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, no chance.
All right, I had a feeling. We'll get another call in here as they come in at 416-870-6400, and we're doing on-air appraisals of your vehicle if you want to find out how much it is worth. And, of course, any questions about getting a pre-owned vehicle as well, we can do that too, and that's the wefindyourcar.ca route. But let's go back to the phones and say good morning to Lori. What do you have for Vince Uluzzi, Lori?
Hi there. Yeah, I have a 2013 Ford Escape. And it has 110,000 kilometers on it, no accidents.
So you got real low mileage. Is it front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive.
Okay. So the thing, again, we're talking an 11-year-old vehicle, but it has low mileage. Now, has the rust gotten to it like a lot of Escapes tend to rust? How's the rust?
No, we've done the, the rust proofing every year.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, no, there's no rust on it. It's in really good shape, yeah.
And is it in an SE or SEL or limited, do you know?
Oh, gosh.
Common is like SE with cloth interior.
No, it's leather, all leather interior.
Okay.
Sunroof.
Could be a titanium even, so you're pretty loaded up.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think your car in the retail market is somewhere around probably $12,000 to $14,000, and like again, to a dealership, maybe around $10,000 or $11,000.
Okay, great.
Okay, if you have any questions, let me know after the show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much for the call there, Lori. And again, if you have additional questions, doesn't cost anybody anything to connect with Vince and fire emails back and forth. And you can do that through wefindyourcar.ca if you're looking to purchase a pre-owned vehicle and cash for your car, .ca if you're looking, as you just heard the past couple of minutes, if you're interested in selling your vehicle. And the old traditional way is by phone, 905-875-4925. When we come back, we're going to jump more into the process behind wefindyourcar.ca, talk about the brokering, financing, nail that down with you here. It is wefindyourcar.ca, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And we're back at it here. Ryan with you, but more importantly, Vince Uluzzi with wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca. We definitely appreciate all the calls we get to the program, but we have to discuss a few more points before we wrap up for the day. But if you wanted to connect with Vince again after the show at about 11 o'clock, You can call him directly, 905-875-4925, and talk with him that way. But Vince, for maybe we'll flip back to the wefindyourcar.ca process. Somebody looking for a pre-owned vehicle, how does that work with the brokering and financing, especially in these difficult times?
Well, just like the cash for your car with the quote, we provide you a quote for a car you want to buy. The best way to do is to go to wefindyourcar.ca. It's an easy form. Hit the Get Started button, and then within one business day or same day, you'll hear from me. We'll quote you on what it costs to buy that car you're interested in. And if you're continuously accepting that, then we go on to actually me searching for a car. As a full car, as a full service car dealership, even though we're going to be looking for your car virtually through our dealer auctions, you do get the same financing you would if you bought a car off our lot. So rates are generally around 8.99% these days, and we can finance good credit or bad credit. So if you do have bad credit, generally the rates start at about 10.99 and go up from there. We are an awesome, awesome source if you don't have good credit, because I have 28 financial institutions, and we'll get you approved at the lowest rates and still get you the car you want. Don't forget, we do have an amazing inventory at all times where you can buy a car right away. Just make sure to mention you heard me from the show, just so that I'm going to give you all the best deals I can if you need tires or for financing or an extended warranties, rust modules. We always like to give a little better rates, essentially where we're selling at cost for those items if you need some extras. So as a full-service car dealership, we can take in trades. We can give you financing, good or bad credit. We can sell you the extended warranties or the rust modules. There's nothing that we can't do or find you any other types of accessories that you're possibly looking for. So don't forget, we are a physical location in Milton, Ontario at 8215 Lawson Road. We're right off the 401 highway. But if you're looking for something that I might not have in my inventory, as we don't have a lot of stuff here, the best thing to do is call me direct at 905-875-4925 or fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca and I will call you. And yes, you'll be dealing with me. So you're not dealing with an inexperienced person that's going to call you and ask you questions. You're dealing with a person that knows his stuff, and I will get right down to the nitty-gritty and see if we can help you.
Which is great, because I think a lot of people do worry. It's like, okay, Vince, sure, I'm gonna call that number, go to that website, and then I'm gonna be connected with somebody who's new to the job or really doesn't know what's going on. But you are the guy, you and Nick and Carm. That is the core team that keeps wefindyourcar.ca running, correct?
That's correct. Carm basically in a mentorship position, still the owner, and signing checks and coming in and doing what he has to do to help the business. But Nick and I are the ones dealing directly with the clients. And it's mostly me that deals directly with the clients, and Nick will deal with any overflow that if I'm too busy on a particular day. Nick focuses a lot on buying cars for the lot and taking overflow, and I focus mostly on selling the vehicles. And, of course, I buy cars for our inventory as well for overflow when I'm not busy. But we're always busy as the dealership right now. Nick's here, while I'm on air, and there's clients walking around outside. The phones are ringing. He's got people in his office. So we're a big, busy place. You'll be dealing with experienced people in a place that is always, always busy for sure.
Excellent. Now, I'm going to jump to something that one of the callers brought up right at the end of her phone call this morning, but the fact that the vehicle she was interested in selling was a lease, and she would have to buy out the lease. For anybody who's thinking, okay, what should I do? I need a car. Do I buy a brand new car? Do I get a pre-owned car? Do I lease a car? Those are, I think, traditionally the three main options, right?
Yeah, the main thing to do is there's really no direct answer. It's a common question that comes up. You need to compare numbers. Don't just settle. So you can get quotes online. You don't have to visit dealers anymore. You can see what used cars are going for on Auto Trader, and you can go on new car sites, build your car, click the calculator, make sure you hit the buttons like the tax in or how much money down, and they'll tell you what the lease and finance payments are. There's no deals on new cars. They're not going to take $5,000 off. The price is what the price is. That's how the world has changed. It's less volume on new cars, and here's our best price, and they don't have big markups on new cars anymore. There might be some vehicles that you can still get a discount on, but it's pretty rare. So you can do all your education first, and then you can call somebody like me and say, hey, Vince, I figured out what I can buy a brand new Chevy Bolt for. What can I get one of the used ones on your lot for payment-wise? And once I quote you the payment on that, generally we're going to be cheaper. You know, there's not super low interest rates for new cars. They have some better rates on new cars, some subvented rates, but overall we just find that used cars are still the much, much better deal in the industry for most of the vehicles.
And but again, it's there's no risk in throwing an email your way or making a quick phone call to you to find out that information and go, hey, yeah, this is what I'm looking at. Vince, this is what I'm thinking about. How does that, you know, is that savvy with you? Does that make sense financially? And you have seen all the scenarios. You've crunched the numbers and you can say with great confidence, yes, no, I would consider this. And it all really does start with going to wefindyourcar.ca, correct?
It does, and just hit the Get Started button. You can also fill out a credit application on our site, and then I can get you pre-approved for a loan. You don't have to sign anything. You don't have to give us a deposit. You don't have to commit. We are a completely free service, and everybody laughs and thinks, well, nothing is free. Well, yeah, the service is free, and if you buy a car from us, we'll make some money. But everything leading up to a sale is free, consultations. And that's why we've been on air for 15 years plus. Who else has been on air 15 years plus? As a car service on any radio station, nobody. So we've been around a long time. We're a family-run store, and we're here to definitely help people and to run a successful business. So try us out. The credibility is there. Trust us. We will definitely get you the best car at the best price, or sell us your car and do not sell privately and risk safety.
Well, to connect with Vince and put your faith into him, three easy things to remember. It's either cashforyourcar.ca. You can also call him at 905-875-4925. And he said he's there right now with Nick. They're busy at work on a beautiful Saturday. And, of course, as always, wefindyourcar.ca. Vince, great show. We'll do it all again soon. Have a great day.
Yes, talk to you guys.
This is... Beautiful. This is 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.